Jai Shri Ram friends, you are listening to Devendra and today I am going to review Athirangirai for you. Dhanush is a big star in Tamil film industry and known for doing everything that belongs to cinema, that is acting, singing, dance, writing, lyrics, direction and production. He has been a very successful actor in Bollywood and made a name for himself in Bollywood too. His work in Shamitab and Ranjana was highly praised and we all expected to see he worked more in Bollywood. However, he took his time and stayed focused on good scripts he found in Tamil movies. That decision bagged him a national award in 2019 for Asuram, which later joined the 100 crore box office collection club too. After taking his time, he's back in Bollywood with his latest movie Athirangirai, featuring Sara Ali Khan and Akshay Kumar. Background: Athirangirai is a romance drama film directed by Anand L. Rai. It was released on Disney Plus Hotstar on 24th December 2021. It was released in Hindi and had a total runtime of 137 minutes. Anand Rai had an idea of making this movie while he was making Ranjana in 2014. The movie lost a lot of time in making due to COVID-19 lockdown. The movie tries to focus on complex human emotions and mental health issues. Story: Athirangirai is a story of Rinku, who lives in a village in Bihar and had run away from home several times with her lover Sajjad, but was brought back each time by her maternal family. On the other hand, we have Vishu, who is a medical student who came to the same village 2 days before his engagement for some work along with his friend. Rinku's family decided to marry her off with someone through forced marriage. They kidnapped Vishu and married him off to Rinku forcefully and sent both of them to Delhi in a train. Considering they both did not want this marriage, they decided to split up in Delhi once Rinku's boyfriend is back from Africa. From here starts the story of love, drama, delusion, heartbreaks and shocking revelations. Cast and crew: the movie was directed by Anand L. Rai, who is known for directing Ranjana, Tanuvet's Manu First and Second, and Zero. The story was written by Himanshu Sharma, who is known for writing Ranjana and Tanuvet's Manu First and Second. It was produced by Bhushan Kumar and Krishna Kumar. The songs and score were composed by Irshad Kamil and A.R. Rahman respectively. Dhanush played Vishu, who is a medical student. Sara Ali Khan played Rinku, who is an orphan girl living with her maternal family. Akshay Kumar played Sajjad, who is a magician and Rinku's boyfriend. Ashish Verma played Madhusudan, who is the best friend of Vishu, and Seema Biswas as maternal grandmother of Rinku. First, let's appreciate the story, the concept and the writing. I believe it was a really beautiful story of love and heartbreak. It tries to touch almost all the human emotions and you will feel and find yourself deeply invested in the movie. The complexity of the story made it a beautiful watch. The background score and the songs were complementing the movie. A.R. Rahman just proved it here again that he is really a magician. The background score throughout the movie is so soothing and peaceful that you can't help but fall in love with it. Dil Zarasi by Arijit Singh will take your heart away and will convey the emotions on the screen. The overall music album of Athirangirai is really good and has the potential to be a big hit. I loved the cinematography and how all the locations are portrayed in the movie, especially the boys' hostel. If we talk about the star cast, then Dhanush outshined everyone in the Athirangirai. He proved it again that why he is a national award winner. He looked so genuine in this movie that you would literally feel what he was going through. He's going to make you cry and love throughout the movie. I really loved him and I believe he is a star and an excellent actor for a reason, and that is his sheer commitment towards the role and the character he plays. Sara Ali Khan really shines in some emotional scenes and looks beautiful. Akshay Kumar did not have much to do in the film and the role was of no challenge to him. I really liked Ashish Verma too. He was so convincing and real in his role that you would love him and he would be the reason for most of the laughs in Athirangirai. Opportunities: there were several plot holes in the first half of the movie. The story is really great on paper, but the execution falters a lot of places. I want to point out one thing that is continuously conveyed by films to its viewers, that the lust can be termed as the love at first sight. We see in the trailers too that in one of the scenes Vishu sees Rinku's cleavage and starts loving her. Now, this is not love. It is pure lust if it starts with such a thing. I see the same problem with almost all the movies now. The hero sees the girl's naked legs and falls in love with her. Hero sees her having bath and falls in love with her. Sees her navel and falls in love. Sees her in the rain with soaked white dress and falls in love with her. Come on, we cannot really call it love. Sorry for all of this, but it was really problematic. I wish they had shown how Dhanush really fell in love with her with time and emotion instead of just one incident. The love story section was not executed properly. However, the heartbreak section was really great. The background of the characters and places was not discussed or conveyed much. First half is a bit messy, however you will love the second half. Several convenient routes were taken in the name of story progression and fiction, which could have been a bit realistic and convincing. Conclusion: I'll give 4 stars out of 5 to this movie. I would not say that I did not enjoy the movie or something. I liked it, and I would recommend you to watch this movie despite the areas it falters. The story is beautiful and the emotion is phenomenal. Tell me guys if you agree with my views or not, and why. What are the hits and opportunities areas for you, and how would you rate a Thrangire, and which one is better, Ranjana or a Thrangire? Thank you so much guys, thank you for listening. You are listening to Devendra, and have a great day ahead.